What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode. I'm Bobby.
Hey, this is Chi.
Mini Del Macho.
And I'm going to do a rundown of all the problems we're having. Chi had to sleep in 90-degree heat last night. We're having a heat storm or heat stroke. What's it called?
Heat wave.
Heat wave down in San Diego. It's not crazy. Like, it's been worse. It hasn't been over 100, but it's just been consistent and showing up every day and hitting us hard.
80 degrees with this humidity, it sucks.
Yeah. And we were going, I know people from around the country are just like, fuck you. I have to shovel my car out of a ditch every morning. But our AC unit's been running 24/7 since we fixed it. Every time we fix it, a new part of it breaks. Either our repairman's terrible or a mad genius, because he's like, the parts I fix are still working. It's just everything else is breaking. So he's like going down the line. And now we're on step 8. And our blower?
Yeah,
shut down in our studio and flooded the place.
Oh,
and so I started to air it out. But thanks to the heat stroke, it's weaponized all of the water that was, because it's not a clean room. We don't podcast from a clean room. And so we have probably 120% humidity in a room that's probably 90 degrees right now, coming off of nobody sleeping because of the heat. And yeah, there we go.
Yeah. So if we sound a little bit more miserable than usual, it's on the physical element. It's on that side.
On the upside, we're all drinking because it's Saturday, motherfuckers. Except for Bobby.
Downside is you might hear me hit my face against my mic because I can't even keep both eyes open because of how aggressive the fan is in here. So if you're watching live on Twitch and you can't tell if my eyes are open or closed, they're most likely like, I don't know. They're probably
nobody can ever tell.
wearing my hat and wearing my glasses, and then I'm just like constantly just diverting my head away from the fan. So
sometime I'm going to tell you all the like anti-Asian jokes that I heard coming up. They're so dumb.
Yeah, but take it away, Bobby.
Yeah, yeah. Take that and craft it into a
segue.
Sure.
All right. Well, we've got nothing to announce, really. Nothing in the intro we need to go over. So we're just going to get right into on the radar.
Yeah, get us out of here as soon as possible.
No, see, my theory is that between the heat and the booze, we're all just going to hit this state of delirium that's going to carry us through this amazing podcast. It's just going to be lightning in a bottle here.
Now that you say that, I was thinking about the conditions that the people were when they made Metro Last Light. Remember, like, they were supposed to be freezing. They had no heat in their building in Russia. You following me at all? No?
Yeah,
I
yeah.
get you.
Yeah, I'm just saying. We're, you know, maybe we'll come up with a...
Okay.
Something that's rated an 82 someday.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. A diamond from all this pressure, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, let's hope for that. All right. First up on the radar, we've got, God, dude, you know what's going to be the worst is the headsets.
Why?
My ears are just going to be so sweaty.
You got the sweaty ears?
They're getting there, man.
I have that problem, too, because I like exercising with my wireless headphones. It's peeled away the top layer of the earphones. And it's been shedding, so my earphones don't actually have that protective
layer. And you're exercising in your house?
I'm exercising, actually, when I run around the bay.
Okay, then when
I exercise at home or even at the gym. Not really so much at the gym, because I kind of feel douchey, but.
Nah.
No.
I'm sitting pretty, guys. This feels fine.
Somebody who's been acclimated to the sun.
Yeah. You want to see me squirm? twitch.tv/digital_logic. Okay.
You have to quit. Oh, you're talking about this one. But you had to quit your cast last night, right, Chi?
Yes.
Nate?
Yes. It's hot.
What do you want me to do with this? She's not even participating.
I can't look at you because the fan is in your direction. It's killing me. Okay.
Oh, boy.
All right.
I feel like the listeners are missing a show here. Really got to join us on Twitch. to catch the full majesty of what's happening.
Majesty is, that's a word.
All right, the fans turned away.
No, don't do that. You guys are going to.
We're in the hot air out of the room. Yeah. It's an exhaust fan.
Okay,
yeah.
There you go. Oh, I can face forward now.
All right, let's talk about some games here. So first up, this was recommended by Jens on our Discord. Graveyard Keeper. I'm going to play a little bit of the video here on the Steam page. This is available on August 15th, coming up here. They don't have a price on it yet.
Oh.
Gee, isn't this the one you brought up?
Yeah, this is one of my looking forward to play games of 2018.
Yeah, dark comedy about like managing a graveyard, right?
Yeah, so mm-hmm. it's Harvest Moon meets Gravekeeper.
Yeah.
So.
Well, what I didn't realize is this is from the creators of Punch Club, which was a game that I really enjoyed. It was a simulation game. It was a boxing simulation game. Really got into it for a little while.
Yep. Talked about it last time, too.
Really?
Bobby, you're getting older, man. You're slipping. If I'm remembering shit, then you're not.
All right. Let me just put it this way. You know how much you guys talk? Imagine if you listen that much. Do you remember all that? It's easy when you just when shit just comes out of your mouth and you do all the talking.
But no,
that was the best rebuttal I've heard in months. Yeah. That was fantastic.
This should be fun because from what I understand, it's a game that gives you the opportunity to kind of fluctuate on your moral compass and make decisions.
Like you can sell the corpses for meat to the townspeople, I think, to make room for other corpses.
Yeah. So.
Which is killing them by serving them that, oh my God, what a...
Mystery meat, yeah. Hmm.
That's a brilliant
chili.
Business plan. But yeah, this looks, you had me at Lazy Bear Studios, you know, the makers of Punch Club. Like, I would buy anything that these guys made at this point. And how much do you see this game being? How expensive could it be since they don't have a price point yet?
$14.99.
Maybe it'd be $20, coming right out of the gate.
Yeah.
But I could see it going on sale. This tech tree looks just like the one from Punch Club, by the way. But yeah, I'd drop $20 on this.
Sorry, I'm trying to get on chat.
Yeah, so that looks good. I got it on my wish list. I will probably be checking it out at some point. You know, Punch Club, it took me a long time to get into that game. Like, I had it forever, and then I finally sat down to play it one day and just was hooked from there.
I could swear that the graphics look better than the last time we looked at it, but, you know, who knows?
They look very similar to Punch Club, maybe a little bit better.
Yeah.
Not quite 16-bit, maybe a little bit more than that.
I don't remember anything about Punch Club. Can you give a quick synopsis on that?
Yeah, well, like I said, it's just a boxing simulator game. You train your character. He has to focus on different areas of the life. I almost compared it to Wall Street Kid sometimes because you have to focus on
just
different areas.
Just going deeper, man.
You don't know Wall Street Kid? No. Oh, boy, we got some catching up to do.
It's a lot like Hoompa Doop from Lobodo.
But you got to train. Improve on different stats. You have to keep up like a social life on the side. And you have a tech tree where you pick a certain fighting style. And then you put your guy in the ring. And at that point, it's you choose which moves to use. So there's a little bit of gameplay there. But really, you're just hoping that everything you've done beforehand will pay off. And then there's money management. It's a good game. Like, so if you like these types of games.
When was this released, though? I understand it's, you know, that whole
Punch
like
Club,
16-bit type of
2016.
Look, okay, yeah. So it's newer, so it's cool. It's modern.
Fun. Now that I'm looking at it, the graphics on Punch Club are definitely not as good as Gravekeeper.
I was about to say these look better. I don't know.
I feel like I see
you're
more
just
of the
staring
pixels.
At the women on the.
I'm looking at the abs on this dude right here.
I don't know. Maybe it's the same.
Welcome back, where we don't even are sure about our own opinions. Let's go.
All right, next up, this one was recommended by Warconius. I don't know how serious he was about this, but I put it on here anyway. It's called Galgun Double Peace.
Ooh.
Let me bring
that
this up here.
Fantastic.
Ooh, a lot of DLC for this. All right.
All these Japanese games like this kind of $90?
Wait, what?
$39.99. For the full edition, it's like $90.
All right. Well, before that video plays, let me just see what this is all about. When Hudoi is shot by Cupid Angel Ikaro, he becomes immensely popular, and suddenly every girl at the academy becomes hot for him. But being irresistible is hardly a dream come true. Every love letter, shout of adulation. What kind of description is this? This is P pure
and
bullshit.
And advancing kisses.
It's a copy and paste into Google Translate is right. What that is.
Yeah.
So what type of game is this? I watched the trailer, but I was a little confused. It looked like some sort of dating sim.
It's a dating sim where everybody wants to bang you, but that's the problem somehow.
What you're doing is you're like you're shooting girls to keep them off of you, but like you're not shooting them with bullets. But
what is going? Wow,
this is pretty graphic.
Whoa,
oh my goodness.
Yep, there's an up skirt shot right there.
That whoa just sold them 20 copies.
Yeah.
So I think you're supposed to keep them from kissing you. Is the goal of the game? It's kind of like House of the Dead. You got to keep them away.
Yeah.
You know? Just
sure.
There was a shot there.
But why
where
would you?
You're using tentacles to slap
it
them away.
It seems like a lot of fun. It seems just like laugh out loud funny and perverted.
It seems maybe like they might be poking fun at their own genre.
I think you know so. I mean? I like it, actually. Yeah.
If it is a shooter like House of the Dead,
mm-hmm. I don't think it's like House of the Dead. I think it's more of one of those reaction based shooters, or kind of if you've ever played Osu! Or anything else like that, maybe you just have to move your mouse around and make sure you're hitting certain targets. Like you want to get her left cheek, not her right cheek at the right time in order to get the right results you're looking for. So it's all about, you know, being very selective with your
spanking.
Shot. Yeah.
Oh, shot. Yeah.
Yeah, whatever.
Spanking, yeah. When she's bent over or stuck in a windowsill.
Yeah.
There's not a lot of reviews that are helping me out here. $39.99 seems a lot for this game.
What were the reviews that you did skim over? What were they like? What are they saying?
Let's see. It made my dog walk out of the room when I played it. Ikoro is the best waifu.
The game
is pretty fun. I wish I could play more, but for some reason, it crashes after the third level every time. Still good. Still
I wish I could up. Play more. Still I wish I could up. Play more, but I just have to walk away and fap, and then my hands are too sticky to get back into the game.
Yeah.
So too bad. Too bad.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't
this
know
is the
only
podcast
one.
Where
it's like I can only play this game in intervals of 20 minutes before I get too horny.
This is the only podcast where the female is the most
lewd.
Lewd, yes. Thank you. Running on fumes here.
This game has $90 DLC.
Ooh, plus a whole bunch of $5 DLC.
Wow, I don't know. Okay.
Okay. Thanks. Thanks for that.
What, dude? What do you want from us?
Wakornius from downtown.
Wakornius, if you buy this for me, I will play it just for you.
I told him that.
At whatever hour you want.
It's $40, huh?
I'm just kidding.
That's a lot of money.
Yeah.
I would never buy this game on my own. So. But I would play it just for laughs.
Oh, if you guys ever want to play with Wakornius, he plays from midnight to 3 a.m., and that's his window. So if you can fit that in your schedule, you can play with him.
And he's not too busy getting coffee and bagels.
Yeah.
Right. All right, next up is Red Dead Redemption 2. So QuakeCon just happened. We'll be talking a little bit about that later. But along with QuakeCon comes a lot of announcements with Bethesda games, one of those being, of course, Red Dead Redemption 2, the long-awaited,
woo-hoo!
Much anticipated.
Yeehaw!
Am I crazy here? Why? What does Bethesda have to do with Red Dead Redemption? Isn't that a Rockstar game?
Yeah.
Oh, is it? I didn't know. Yeah. I threw it in because I figured everything that was being announced recently had to do with Bethesda.
Somebody has hots on the brain. Yeah.
What does that have to do with
the heat is affecting us in different ways.
Yeah.
The heat puts me in heat. Just kidding. And then Bobby is just... Who knows where? No, it was that gun gal shit. No, I'm just kidding. Oh, oh man. But no, anyways, definitely hot for this game. Red Dead. If you haven't yet, please check out the gameplay trailers. And they are releasing a series of gameplay trailers. So they're giving you just a little bit at a time of the game. So far, so great. I think the initial gameplay trailer is, 7 minutes long?
Sure, yeah. And there's somebody, talking over it and explaining what you're looking
at. It was handled very well. It wasn't cinematic. It wasn't, real flashy. It was just someone talking over the game and all the different features.
Yeah.
It's very straightforward.
It's basically, if you play this, this is what you get. Your name is, I forgot his name, but you're basically in the 1800s where it's plenty of outlaws, but America is becoming more civilized,
yeah,
and more populated.
You're being chased away,
and then you're actually a part of a gang.
Yeah,
and so you're open world, of course, like all other Red Dead, like the other only other Red Dead, And I don't know. It's really freaking awesome. All the little details they were explaining. All the good things from the original Red Dead are still going to be in this game. Like a lot of environmental immersion, hunting. But then from what I understand, it's a lot more personable in terms of building relationships, which I'm excited about. There's still going to be really good story, but this one here, I think there's more emphasis on the...
Maybe you can get married.
On your game. Maybe.
This is the third one, right?
Okay,
third,
first off.
Third Red Dead.
When you say you, I think that's more of a generalization.
No, Red Dead Revolver.
Not me.
Red Dead Redemption. And Redemption 2.
Oh.
Not Red Dead Revolver. I never played that.
It looks like a... I never played the first one.
It's like Red Dead meets Oregon Trail, in my opinion.
Yes, because
you set up camps.
Yeah.
And you're navigating.
Way more, like, yeah. Mm-hmm. To the nth degree.
And you're macking on your gangmates.
Yeah, and trying to build relationships with your gangmates, and you're getting pushed further west, I think, because the encroachment of civilized people. And it seems like a perfect place to start a story. Like, they really thought that through, how that's going to work out. Like, mm-hmm. this must have happened, and that must have been a crazy time.
It's like, if you want to live the lives of your great-great-great-great ancestors, this is it, you know?
Maybe yours.
Yeah.
Me? No.
My people were getting your people food.
What? No. My people.
Oh, yeah, your people
your
were
people
making
working
the
on the railroads.
Yeah. Yeah. We were slaves, too, okay? I don't think you guys were ever slaves, so.
Yeah.
Get off our backs.
Anyway, the graphics are strikingly good. And at the end of this trailer, they said this is all in-game footage, which I think they're legally bound to do now.
They did not disclose what they were running this on, correct?
No. Console or PC? Probably a PC.
Probably. But this is the issue. I'm going to bring it up later. Well, I was going to bring it up later in Monster Hunter World. Great graphics, right? Like, as far as like pixels and like and how everything looks great. And I'm seeing the same problem that I had in that game that I'm seeing this in this gameplay trailer. I don't know if it's a choice or maybe something had to do with the PlayStation where most of the money is, but doesn't it all seem grayscale to you guys, or am I just getting old but nothing's vibrant?
It's vibrant for the time that the time setting that it's placed.
Cheese colors were the same colors back in the day.
But when it comes to old timey environments, that's what they do. They put these, you know,
okay.
type of.
I'll give you. Let's say I give you that. Then go to Monster Hunter World where you're in this lush jungle. Shouldn't the colors be vibrant? Like, it was all like kind of had this gray over it. I see
like
a gray
that.
All
it's
over.
It's a Western yeah. game. It's,
but what
it's,
about Monster Hunter World that has the same gray?
Monster Hunter has the game.
That's
same
the way
gray?
I feel.
Monster Hunter has a lot
Maybe
of sparkly
you should clean your screen.
Wiped
that thing down recently.
Every time that I play a port, it just has this kind of like, I don't know what it
Outside
is.
Outside of your criticism on the color scheme for this particular game, what makes you excited for Red Dead?
I know you didn't play the first one. I wouldn't say I'm excited for it.
Why? You're not excited for an open world game.
I've never been into Westerns.
Fuck no.
Fuck no. Not looking or talking to you, Manny.
I've never been into Westerns. I'll play it for sure. I'll probably love it. I'll probably be like, this is the best game ever. But I don't know. I don't see it. Bobby, do you see it?
I didn't play the first Red Dead Redemption.
No one played the first one?
No,
was
a
that
console
the only
game.
One?
So.
I love Grand Theft Autos.
Okay. So if
it's
you like Grand Theft Auto,
right.
No, it's so much more serious and it's very realistic. It's a game where it's definitely story driven and the immersion into this game is really great. I love it because you become who you are. In Grand Theft Auto, you become the main character.
Sure.
You know, but with Grand Theft Auto, it's so out of this world and ludicrous.
Right.
But with Red Dead, it's like all of that, but then there's a lot of cohesion. You're limited to the time of you're limited to this timeline. So in this game, you'll have realistic reload times, realistic recoil. They're still using Deadeye, which is pretty damn awesome. And then on top of that, Deadeye is McCree when like everything slows down.
Oh, okay.
And then you just move your mouse, and then it'll automatically lock onto your targets, and then you'll go boom, boom, boom. So And with this one too, it's also
every Western game
it's
has
like,
that.
It's a good combination of GTA meets RPG in the Western world. And what it does is that it implements story, character development, and then on top of that, resource management, because you do have to earn money, purchase upgrades, and really earn your way through whatever environment they throw you to.
It looks great. I'm not saying it doesn't look great. Mm-hmm. Everything's fantastic, except for the gray.
Saying it doesn't look great. It looks so terrible, dude. Did you watch the trailer?
Yeah, I saw it.
They were like, you can talk to people. You can talk to more people. There's so many people you can talk to. You can play games with people. It's like, what the fuck? Where's the game? Where do I get to play a game in this?
It's just the open world.
Those are open world games.
They were emphasizing just so much of just doing nothing. You're just going into this game and not doing anything of substance.
I think we've agreed, Bobby put it out there, that like when you're playing these open world games, it's not about playing a game. It's more about immersing yourself in a world.
Sandbox open world.
And that is...
I can't understand that.
But doesn't... See, my problem with that, and the only reason that I would never...
It might not be
wouldn't
be
interested in this game, is that... When they make that whole open world and immerse yourself in this whole world, it's just you in there. It's like that Rick and Morty episode where he gets stuck in that fake world and they put it on 5%. That's what I feel like I'm in when I'm in these games. Like, if this were multiplayer, if this were an MMO, like, not even an MMO, but, like, if there were other... They didn't mention any multiplayer, by the way, that I know of. But if that was somehow incorporated in it, I'd be a little more interested. If I could... Co-op with other people, like
not co-op, but it did have multiplayer.
Okay,
yeah,
but like GTA multiplayer,
yeah,
probably
it was
like
versus.
That. Yeah.
See, I'd be more into that.
Sandbox
that's the only
versus.
Thing I liked about GTA 5. I mean, the story was great and it was really cool, but it's just like I don't know. That didn't have you leveling up all these different things, so.
But in Red Dead, you do level up different things in a sense. Because you're upgrading your weapons. It's like most
I don't
RPGs.
Know. I just got a problem with single-player games. Unless it's like a first-person shooter where I just run around and shoot people in the head. Like, I'm not too into it. Otherwise, I feel like...
Here's something I think you might be into.
Unless it's Thumbleweed Park. Thumbleweed Park.
Here's something
that... point-and-click adventure puzzle solving.
Here's the thing that you might be into. Because you're playing KOTOR and all of that stuff, it's the power and the control over how you want to play the game. Like I said, I mentioned the moral compass. In this game, you definitely have one. So when you commit a crime, this gameplay trailer was showing you how you can react to the scenario. You could either play the bad guy, you could kill the witness, threaten the witness, let him go. It's like, and your actions have consequences. And that's what I love about this game. And this is why I want to emphasize on the immersion. Yes, it might not be nonstop action. Yes, it might not be linear, but your actions all have, you know, all have certain consequences to them. And then you see how they are, you know, see how that transforms and the world around you. So I think that's really neat. It may be open world and you could play it as quick or as slow as you want to, but it's neat because your decisions matter. They transform into something. So who wouldn't be excited about that?
I don't think we're going to see anything new out of here, but I do think that type of game is going to be perfected here. Like all that stuff is, I mean, Rockstar hasn't made a bad game since maybe Bully, and that's arguable, I guess.
I've never played it, but I've heard really good things about Bully. Yeah.
And then
can we time out really quick? I feel like this fan sounds like neighbors upstairs that are banging. I think it's going too hard.
Is that the bass thumps I was hearing?
Yeah, that's... Bobby's like, what's that bass?
In case you get... before you take Minnie's word for this game, let me tell you what he said are bad today. He's not a fan of ice, like at all, like as a thing, as a commodity. He's just not a fan. And salt, basically two of the most used things by humans in the world. He's not about
the one thing that allowed us to grow as an entire race.
Well, there's wars about salt.
Ice for freezing food and then salt for preserving food. So
I don't like ice in my drinks. I accept the utility.
They'll probably hang you, buddy.
Oh, maybe your name is Buddy in this game. Who knows?
No, it's your...
Buddy McCraw.
They give you the name in the trailer. I can't remember what it was.
Oldest, rustiest gun in the West.
Okay.
It could be
like,
good. I'm just worried. You know, The Witcher 3 never clicked for me, and I don't know why.
This is nothing like
The
Witcher 3.
I want to do the voiceover
this one
for
this
video.
This one you get to shoot fucking shit, and that's so much better than Witcher 3.
I'm worried that it's going to be more tailored towards console gamers, and it's going to be an awkward experience for PC. So I don't know.
Well, GTA transported.
I have my reservations about
ported
the game.
Perfectly. Over
five
PC.
Was bad. Well, five was good. Yeah.
Yeah.
It took them a year,
that's
but
what
yeah.
I meant. Yeah. So five ported perfectly over to PC. I pray and hope that Red Dead is the same way, even though they haven't actually officially announced a PC release,
except
right?
For this gray stuff. All right, let's move on.
Oh my gosh.
We don't know what to say. We're all over the place. We're
I
hot
know
as
what
fuck.
I'm
you guys don't
you
understand.
Know what I'm saying? I'm saying I'm hot for this shit. I can't wait for Red Dead. I've been waiting for Red Dead since I was that last time Red Dead came out was Xbox 360. That was a long time ago. Mm-hmm. You know, I practically lost my virginity the same fucking year this game came out. So I'm ready for it. The second fucking release of the
she
game.
She is hot to trot this episode. I would tell you.
It's Borconius' suggestion with Gal Gun.
Bobby, are you going to talk about Sniper Elite 4?
Yes, this was recommended by Killer the Clowns in our Discord. Have you guys played a Sniper Elite game?
Yeah. I played the Nazi one. I mean the zombie one.
I played one of them and I can't remember what it was.
Zombie. It was like Sniper Elite, Zombie 3.
I was doing
3.
The co-op with someone. These are fun games. I mean, they're not outstanding.
Has this one not come out yet?
Oh, it has.
Okay.
Oh, it's old, dude.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it's been out for a while. I think this was recently part of like a Humble Bundle, like a couple of the Sniper Elite games. It was just recommended in our Discord.
Okay.
But this is a game that I think people recommend to us a lot. It always comes up. I think people kind of regard it as an overlooked game. Not this particularly, but the series in general.
Right. The bullet time is really nice. You can watch the bullets go through their like skulls and their fracture. It kind of reminds me of like Mortal Kombat X. Where it zooms in on what's going on, that's fun for what's
it's
good
very
about
repetitive.
That. Yeah, it's good. What's good about it though is you can set how frequently that happens, so you can take at least on the one that I played, you can put it down all the way to 0% if you want, or 100% where it does it every time if you love it. It's kind of fun, especially when it goes through like two people. The sniping's really, you know, sniping's probably the funnest version of shooting, at least for. Either that or shotguns, the complete opposite. But it's one of the most fun ways of shooting, at least for me. And this is a game that just, I would never play one of these games all the way through. Like, not to say it's a bad game. It's just like you get kind of,
it gets old after a while. Yeah. But it does focus on just sniping, and that's something a lot of people enjoy. You know that dude in TF2 who just played Sniper?
Yep.
Yeah.
So. You played it, right?
It's on sale for $9.
Okay.
Oh, wow. No, I haven't played this one. I can't remember what Sniper one I played.
Oh, we're still on the radar. My bad.
Yeah. Yeah. So, well, this is made by Rebellion. Oh, that's right. They made these games. But $9.
What else do they make? Why'd you say?
They made this game, like one of the few Judge Dredd games out there. Oh. This game's very old, but I remember really liking it back in the day. And I've always vowed to finish this game, and I've always gone back and never been able to get through it. Judge Dredd was one of the only comic books that I ever got into, that and The Walking Dead. So anything Judge Dredd, I'm all about.
Huh.
All right, I think that's it for On the Radar. Oh, wait, one more thing. We Happy Few is finally out. Full release. It's no longer in beta. I'm surprised at the price tag on this game.
Yeah, so am I. I thought it was like an indie developer.
It's a $60 game on sale for $50.99 right now. That seems pretty damn
well. I don't know. I mean, when we all first saw it, we all thought it looked like a BioShock clone. And BioShock's
it looked like BioShock. What's going on here?
Well,
he's taking his habit pills.
Is Roberta drunk?
No, I just saw something I really like, and then I took it.
There you go.
Yeah. Right.
And of the roses, she took the yellow one.
Yeah.
No, wonk, wonk.
All right.
So We Happy Few, I think way back in the day, Chad played this game. And I remember when he talked about it, it was completely different than what I had expected. I watched a few YouTube videos on it, heard some people talk about it, and it kind of threw me for a loop because I was expecting something completely different. It was like a survival game, like a survival crafting game, if I'm not mistaken.
Really?
I don't know if it's changed since then.
Who knows?
Survival, open world, dystopian, first person, those are the tags.
Count many out with that.
Yeah,
from the independent studio that brought you Contrast. Ooh, I like Contrast. We Happy Few is an action-adventure game set in the drug-fueled retro-futuristic city in an alternative 1960s England. Hide, fight, and conform your way out of this delusional, joy-obsessed world.
Interesting. So it's not a go through the streets and blow everybody away. It's more of like a don't get caught by the people on the drugs, right?
By Big Brother, basically, yeah.
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 Or yeah. The people on the drugs.
I don't know. Visually, it's interesting. Everyone's wearing masks. You know, it's dystopian. I mean, there's a lot of interesting things going on here. $50, I think I'm waiting for a sale. And based on the early reviews when it was in beta, it doesn't look very good.
And that sale is going to be big time. I think in like 2 months, you're going to see at least 50% off. A lot of negatives recently.
Yeah, well, in the Steam reviews.
Which are gold.
They are law. All right. So that's it for On the Radar. Let's talk about some games that we have been playing. Who wants to go first?
So we've all played Monster Hunter World except for...
Except for Bobby.
Bobby.
The guy who's obsessed with some other games. Who's played the most? I got 3 hours.
I have 4.5.
I guess me then. I think I have like 12.
Wow.
Fuck yeah,
shit. It's been out for 13 hours.
You started
dude.
Out late too, from what I believe.
Yeah, I got home Friday. It
Damn,
came out Thursday.
Damn, son.
It came out Thursday. It's Saturday now. I got home Friday night.
I wanted to play more, just physically impossible.
Let me synopsis really quick. I feel like the perfect way to just say what it is, it's an MMO that takes away all of the bullshit. It's just fighting bosses.
Yeah. All the quests?
Yeah. Well, the quests are what you're going to do anyway.
Yeah, the quests are
which are the best
things.
Kind of quests.
Yeah,
just kill go kill that thing you were going to kill anyway, and that has a reason for you to talk to me.
I feel like it's an instant-based MMO. So
instanced, right?
Instance.
Yeah.
Like yes. Instances.
Yeah,
dungeon.
Yeah.
So,
but it's like linear, right? Like you're supposed to go here. You can't just like, here's this big open
it's
world.
Not,
you go wherever you
it's,
want.
It's not linear. You go into an area and
it
it's got
a biome.
Yeah, it's like a biome, and then within that biome, there's a lot of hunting and gathering. Resource farming, and then of course the monsters. Some of them are passive, some of them are super aggro, and you can track them down and kill what you want, get what you need, go back to base, upgrade your weapons, and then go back out. It's beautiful. My first impressions of this game is A, it's beautiful. It's got that going on for it.
Except for that gray skin.
Shut the front door. B, it's fun. Fucking with all the weapons. So, like, even though you're maining one particular weapon, you can always switch and change up your gameplay in another fashion. And then C, as I'm immersing myself into the world and really learning about it, I'm barely anywhere with this game. I just beat the second boss, per se, and haven't even tried this game multiplayer yet. But I've already put 4.5 hours of
iguana
just...
iguana-looking thing?
Yeah. I'm still in tutorial mode in a way because I haven't actually gone out there and done the multiplayer, which I'm sure Mini has done, and I'm excited to hear what he has to say about it. But what I have to say about it is that I am taking my sweet ass time, just kind of immersing myself in all the little details, and they offer a lot of different little details.
That's how I felt too. People were
overwhelming.
Me.
Yeah. And this is why I'm taking my time. People are inviting me to play with them, and I attempted to play with them, but the servers are a little wanky. I couldn't get into a lot of different players' servers and vice versa, I'm sure. But all I'm doing right now, it's like I spent probably 45 minutes fishing, and I had a fucking amazing time doing it. So,
cool.
It's nice that they have that. All those little details to pay attention to.
That is that's actually amazing to me. That like just the difference of gameplay we have our experiences, because you said you're 4.5 hours in and you haven't really gotten that far.
And you're burning
by 4.5 hours. I was already caught up to the people who have had it since they have like 20 hours in.
Yeah,
like, I was already caught up to them in.
You're not reading any.
No, I'm skipping like the main. Town you're in, it's basically like a MMO town. Like everybody has these exclamation points for all these things
you want to do.
They also have exclamation points. I haven't talked to any of them. Like
I lost my baby. I'm gonna get my baby.
You have to meet your housekeeper. So that was one of the things I was pretty annoyed by. That I was like, I need to go in my house. I don't care about this house. I'm never going to be in it. I'm not going to decorate or whatever they want you to do in there.
What'd you name your kitty?
I just named after our friend Scorm.
Oh.
There's no babies here. I was just calling back to his Fallout 4. right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, basically.
I lost my... And then on this one, it's like, it's new continent. We can kill some shit.
Yeah, exactly. So like, I'm just like main questing the entire game.
The combat is a lot of fun.
It is really fun.
What are you,
how would you,
what
describe
you mean?
The combat?
Using hammer. I'm using hammer. It's Dark
Souls. Oh, I hear
it's
Oh, hammer is really good for stunning, but it's too ugly for me to use. I would not put my hands on something that hideous. That's how I feel about all hammers in all video games.
They does insane damage.
Dwarf Furies would be Dwarf Furies with me. Dwarf would be furious with me.
The combat is
shit like,
that. Like Dark Souls.
I fucking hate.
You're on fire today.
I fucking hate hammers.
A lot of dodging and like waiting for your attack of opportunity.
Right.
You definitely can't face tank anything because everything will eat you.
At least at our point right now, they really telegraph their attacks like a ridiculous amount. Like you could reload and dodge.
Yeah.
Jaguars, like,
oh yeah, for sure.
They're so forgiving, which is perfect. First of all, let me say that I caught up in the wonder of the whole thing. I really liked. Hey, we showed up to this new place, and we're trying to explore all together. And there's not really a story. It's just that like, we're kind of here, and let's figure out why there's dragons here. And that's pretty much it. And I like that. Like, that's it. I'm good with that. And let's go kill some shit. And the online play was weird. Thanks to Gummy and Cricket Soldier for like showing me how to do it. But it's almost old school, like.
It's very
Counter-Strike.
No, it's console-esque multiplayer. So when you jump into a lobby with somebody, it's all open mic or no mic at all. There's no proximity-based communication. It's not even on par with generic MMO
communication. Were you playing with randos?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You can't group up in a party, can you?
Yeah, you can.
Oh, you can. So,
but it's very convoluted. Don't feel like oh, I missed that. No, it's fucking weird. Like, basically, somebody has to start a mission, and then you have to go into a mission and then join theirs. But then you have to enter a code that they have, and they sent it to you. It's almost like putting an IP address in. And then you copy and paste that into...
Like your Animal Crossing code, your friend's code?
Yeah, pretty much like that. And then you go in...
You actually know about that?
No, well, I heard Nintendo did something like that, right?
Yeah. Because I made a handheld reference, and normally that just goes over everybody's head.
No, I remember reading about that. They were trying to get rid of the pedos on Nintendo.
Oh, yeah. Whoops.
Is that what it was?
Yeah, I think so, right?
Okay. I didn't have to enter that code
everywhere.
On Monster Hunter, though. I joined on a friend. I joined his session. Yeah.
Okay.
So I joined his session, and then he started a quest, and then I had to go to the quest board and then start that quest as well.
So I was thinking, wow, it's like the PC port isn't so good. But then somebody was telling me, because a lot of people have played this extensively on PS4, and it's the same problem. So.
Oh, yeah? Okay.
So it's just Capcom shitting the bed on multiplayer. But once we got it going and we were in a group, it was pretty much okay, except for like so Bobby, if you had already completed a quest.
Mm-hmm.
And then you were the team leader and started the quest, and we were behind you. We couldn't come up to your level, but you could come down to our level and do quests that you've already done. But we couldn't skip ahead.
So you can only carry when you're playing multiplayer or get carried.
No, neither.
You have to
run with people. Well, I guess you could get carried.
Are there side quests you can do together?
Yeah.
I can't wait to try a multiplayer in this game. I probably would have if it worked. But it did not work. So I was like, okay, then I'll just stick to single player.
You didn't play with
do what I want.
Gummy and Cricket that night?
No, because I was already 4 hours in.
Oh,
it took me almost an hour. Actually, it's a really funny. I never clipped it. It took me almost an hour, and I barely passed. I almost failed the first quest. Because when I got into this world, all I did was run around. I'm like, ooh, look at all the pretty flowers that I can pick. Let's go here. Let's go there. Oh, what's that? Let's kill it. Nope, can't kill it. Let's run away. So it's like one of those things where it's like I just went in there, and however I would probably respond to a new environment, it's like going to the zoo.
Yeah.
I'm like, I'm going to look at all the things. Let me look at all the things. Oh, wait, what am I supposed to do?
I'm not even sure. Can you run? Can you just run out of town with no objective? No, right?
No, yeah. You need the objective.
Oh, so you were on a mission.
The original tutorial,
went off.
The Jagras, where I had to kill like 7 Jagras.
Yeah.
And apparently they were hiding in a very small, dank cave, and I went everywhere but that small, dank cave.
Gotcha.
And thank goodness I was streaming, because if I didn't have Twitch chat help me, And I think 12 gauge actually told me where to go because he just finished the quest. I finished the quest 2 minutes before it would have kicked me out and said I failed. Because it's not because I wasn't trying to do the objective. It's that I was trying to do the objective and do everything else all at once. I was taking in too much.
It's a very pretty island.
Yeah.
And I would
and
like
if
to
you've
hang
never
out there.
Played games, and the funny thing is, I've played games like, I've played a lot of MMOs. I've played a lot of Final Fantasy XIV, which reminds me of this game a lot too. I've played a lot of Dark Souls, so the combat is, you know, fairly
familiar.
Similar to me.
Yeah.
So it wasn't that it was also overwhelming considering all of my history and all of the games that equal this game.
Right.
So it was overwhelming in the sense that I think I was having too much fun immersing myself into that's like the most abused word this podcast for me, but I was kind of trying to pay attention to all of the little things, and that kind of hurt me in the end.
Yeah.
Whereas Minnie,
but did it
homeboy
though?
Over
you
here,
were having a good time though.
Like I was having a good time.
So did it really hurt you?
How
no.
many fish did you catch yet, Minnie?
I don't. Do I have a fishing rod?
Yes, you do.
I don't know.
So
I thought
it's
I
like
would
one
have
of those things
something.
Where it's like it's a game that I like enjoying at the pace I want to go at it with. You know.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
play it the way you want.
Yeah, and
sure.
And I'm having fun doing it, so
yeah.
It's good. It's good.
That's something I really appreciate about this game is that it allows me to just mainline the game, and not a lot of RPGs will do that. They'd be like, "No, you need to do
some side quests.
You need to do side quests because you're so underpowered here." And this game, I haven't even upgraded
scales,
my armor.
Right?
I don't know if it scales. It takes me a long time to kill something because, like, my weapon, my armor.
No, that's just.
Oh, by the way,
the game,
what weapons are you guys using? This is a very good question to ask.
Well, you already know mine.
What are you, a bow?
Hammer.
Oh, you're a hammer. That's right. Sorry.
Remember, you hate them.
Yeah.
We had a whole conversation about.
I'm
this.
Using the heavy. They call it a bow, but it's more like a gun. I'm using like what? A like
this
a.
Just fell off my chair.
You need to be more gentle.
What are you using?
Don't
a bow?
Pick at it.
Range?
Yeah, but it's not a bow. It's a gun. It's a cannon. I have a cannon. I run around with a cannon. Anyway, I didn't like it, so I switched to the regular bow. Yeah,
okay.
That thing.
Okay. And then the other bow.
So I did my research. I went on YouTube. I looked at all the different weapon types. I saw people use them and the different combos that they had. And I wasn't dead set on just one. And I imagine I was going to do a ranged weapon, being that I wanted to use mouse and keyboard. But when I jumped in, I tried two weapons. That's it. I tried the glaive. It was just too flashy and too much for me. And then I tried the switchblade, and immediately switch axe into blade. And I immediately was just sold, just because of how it felt when I was using it. And so I'm sticking to that for now. I'm not going to explore other weapon types until I become more masterful with the one I have. I really like it. I don't know why people keep comparing Monster Hunter World to Dark Souls, because combat-wise, there's very little comparison, in my opinion, outside of the pacing of the weapon and the directional, you know, attacks. The thing about Monster Hunter World that I kind of don't like about their combat system is that whatever direction you're swinging your weapon in, you get locked into that direction. So even if you're swinging, let's say I accidentally turn back because I'm trying to move away from the monster and I hit my attack button, then I will literally just attack backwards at my own screen at absolutely nothing.
Your combo
and,
will continue
and if
in that
I
direction.
Yeah, and if I try to correct myself and reposition myself to swing mid-swing towards the monster, it doesn't do that.
Yeah.
You basically have to get it right the first time or not get it right
exactly.
at all.
Exactly. You have to stop the combo, redirection.
Yeah,
and,
yeah which is why I recommend controller, because I did do both. I went from keyboard and mouse initially and converted over to controller. And because of the emphasis on the directional facing of your character, it is, in my opinion, more fluid with a controller than it would be with a mouse and keyboard.
I've only been playing with the controller, so I can't say anything about the mouse keyboard, but
yeah.
The controller feels really good.
I wonder what Emilio is using, since he has a ranged character. I bet with range, mouse and keyboard is probably a better
fit. I would assume. He's kind of bad with controllers. He stepped out.
Well, do you have any gripes about this game? I'm surprised by how much you like this game.
Yeah, me too, actually. I was expecting the unskippable cutscenes.
Oh, that, yeah. That's another one of my gripes, too.
Really?
Not necessarily the cutscenes, but the fact that the menu doesn't seem complete to me. I set up the spoken language in the beginning of the game, but mid-game you can't change it.
Okay.
So right now, the language that I chose, it could have been, I was in between English and Japanese, but then I noticed they had a language setting that just Monster Hunter language. Yeah. And then when I'm in the game, it just sounds like Japanese meets Sims.
Okay.
Yeah. So I'm like, oh, I could tell they're speaking Japanese, but not 100% Japanese, or maybe they are, but I'm confused. So I want to switch back to English, and I have to remember to do that because there's a lot of reading in this game. Not everything is text-to-speech.
There's a lot of skipping reading in this game.
Yeah, that too. And I think English, for me, would be better because that way I'm already looking at everything on the screen, all the little details, all the descriptions and whatnot. It would be best to have everyone speak English so I could do pay attention to what they're saying and doing.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's the thing. That's why it's like really it's a lot to read. Is that water, Bobby? Yeah. He's gonna be. I bet he's melting right now.
Oh my God.
So
Bobby is melting. I want to hear from Bobby. Bobby, why did you choose to wear what you wore today?
Because you're only seeing the top half of me, so let's keep it professional from the waist up.
Yeah. So Bobby has a button up and a Speedo underneath. Apparently, because
yeah.
it's top half only.
It's really hard for him to hide a banana. Right
it is so hot in here. I'm sweating like a southern debutante.
It's probably my fault. Did you want to?
It's like
Amelia,
a Tennessee Williams play over here.
Can you bring the fan towards you and face it so it's hitting you?
I am taking zero fan instruction from you from this point on. I've had enough.
Amelia, are you using a mouse and keyboard on this game?
I switched to it because I was using ranged weapon.
Okay. How's that working out?
They have, they have hit points. I mean, soft points.
Okay.
And
oh.
I'm easy. You can hit them much easier with the mouse and keyboard.
Okay, gotcha.
I'm sorry I snapped at you. It's very hot in here.
Oh, no. I didn't even notice you were snapping at me.
What was I going to say? I do want to say this last thing. Every game tries to do the same thing. They introduce you to the world. They want you to be in awe, and they want you to, be enthralled and get into the game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't think getting into the game and being enthralled like that is ever going to happen without really good writing for me anymore. But as far as being the grandeur of it and the grandiose and the gravitas of the whole thing, I was like, shit, man, this is pretty fucking cool. I can't wait to jump into the fucking jungle. Now, it doesn't really let you jump into the jungle until you have actually something to do. Did you guys talk about the random T-Rex walking around?
You know why it's taking me forever to get through this game?
Is that thing?
It's because I think I could take on everything and anything presented before me.
Oh, we tried.
Yeah.
We tried.
Yeah.
With four of us, we tried.
Four?
Yeah. And
I was taking a
1v1. We got stomped.
He regrew that weird face bone he had.
Yeah.
Apparently I knocked it off and then it regrew itself. All the big monsters have different stages of themselves.
That's what I was going to say. If I had one more thing I wanted to, there's no damage meter on these things. You have to basically
tell
by the way they're acting how hurt they are.
Yeah.
And I thought that was a fantastic thing.
And the body damage it taken. You can actually see the damage.
Physical damage.
Yeah.
Yep.
My mistake was my inventory filled up because that's how much I was gathering. And so I was on the second quest and I couldn't pick up anything. And when I did, it forced me. I couldn't, for some reason, just ignore the fact that I didn't want to pick it up. I had to actually drop something in my inventory to pick it up. That was extremely frustrating. I don't know why or how it wouldn't let me escape. And also, by the way, Monster Hunter doesn't let you quit the game unless you either leave the instance. It won't let you quit. It's all those
Not even Alt F4.
It's like karma for MMO players that just drop mid-instance. So that's kind of, they do that, right? You know? But at the same time, I was melting. I'm I just need to quit this game. Just let me Alt F4 and let me turn off my computer.
It's so weird.
But I had to run all the way back.
You pick up an item, if your inventory is full, you can't just drop the item you picked up. You have to drop another item.
Yeah.
I don't know what
super
that's
fucking whack. So here's the thing. I went back to town. I emptied my entire inventory, and the max you could carry potions was is 10. And I'm like, okay, I'll just take half. I'll be just fine. And then I go out and I'm like, T-Rex. And I was like, I wish I had max potions, and I died because I didn't have max. Oh, you faint, you don't die.
Now that you're talking about things, it's reminding me of things. Mm-hmm. When you're saying resource gathering, it's not like in WoW where you're looking around for
You can run.
Well, that's the way you were doing it. The way I was doing it is sprinting full on wherever
what?
I was going.
And tap the button.
And tap the B button.
Oh.
And you can just pick the shit up as you're running, sprinting, just like...
Yeah, you don't stop moving. Unless you got
for
a
me,
mind.
I'm like, what's
like
this?
Mexican
mushroom?
Tomato
Ooh.
Picking, dude. I was just like...
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Mexican tomato
Oh, my gosh. Your gathering skills were Mexican level.
Yeah.
And then my... sorry about me.
Yeah, the only thing you need to stop for is
headbutted Bobby.
Like some super rare items, or you have to mine. That's the only time you actually have to stop to gather.
Yeah, yeah.
If you have a strawberry farm, invite Emilio over.
Not me. I have uncles though.
Oh my god.
Darker uncles. Mm. Yeah, we're done, Bobby. You can move it on. Oh, so Mini, recommended game?
Yeah, I mean, I didn't think I would, but yeah.
G, recommend the game?
Mm-hmm.
Emilio, recommend the game? Yes. Bobby, are you interested?
Not at all. Not at all.
This is what I'm dealing with here, folks.
Wait. Can Bobby play off of our family share?
Probably not. Maybe,
the DRM. Yeah, it's got that DRM on it, which probably limits it. I could try.
So what you're saying is you like
Bobby,
all the minutia of WoW?
Bobby, can I just set up my computer in your air-conditioned room?
I don't know. WoW is just familiar to me.
Sure.
So, I don't know. I just like being in that world. I've been playing a lot of it recently, but not really doing anything productive because I've already got all the items I need to continue on in the next expansion. So, I've been focusing on the pet battles, which is like Pokemon. I was talking about it last week.
Yeah.
And it's more of just a time killer, something to do that's not demanding of all my attention, but it's kind of fun. And some people get really into it. So, I've been kind of discovering that side of it. But that's what I like about WoW. It's just anything that you want to do in there, like all these different things you can get into, you can, and it's this big open world with lots of other people in it. And that just happens to be the thing I'm into now. When the expansion comes out, I don't know how far I'm going to take this. I got the year paid for, so I mean, I'll be playing it, but I don't know to what extent. I was talking a little bit with Fastidious the other day because
he's been raving about that game, man.
Yeah, or he's pretty serious into the high-end raids on this, and he kind of explained a little bit of me, and it's amazing how much this game has changed over the years. And what's going on now is there's really no true end-game content. It just gets the stakes get higher and higher. You run the mythic dungeons, and you can run mythic level 15, 20, 21. You know, it just keeps going up. The better you get, the better gear drops, and then you can play. You can set that difficulty to a higher level and keep doing it.
Who are you playing with?
I'm just playing by myself. I mean, I got a few friends that play. Tyler is really into it, so I've been playing with him a little bit here and there. But a lot of people are on Horde, and I'm playing an alliance character this time.
What type of alliance character?
A paladin. Going back
what
to my roots.
What type of race?
Human.
Okay.
Yeah.
You start out in Stormwind.
I almost always play dwarves.
And that human is wearing a button-up shirt and Speedo, just so you guys know.
Yeah, it's
for all we know, Bobby's wearing a Speedo right now. That's all right.
This character's name is actually Digi, which is a name you can't really get on servers anymore.
That's weird. How'd you get that?
I made the account like 16 years ago.
You know what's super annoying about my character?
Couldn't have been that long. No.
Super annoying about my character, and WoW, I hated my WoW name. Because the first WoW name I made, I wanted to call her Scrim, because I'm a CS nerd. But that was taken, so I used one of those alt code eyes. So it was more like Scream. And
they
didn't
let you do that for the longest time. I remember
when they eliminated that, I actually had to change my mage's name to Skew. I was like, fuck this. You're going to make me change my name? Okay, then
fuck it.
Although
it's not the worst game. Yeah. Name now that I'm thinking
I think
about.
You know why I called it.
I got skewed.
No, you know why I called my character Skew? Because I think I was really into Dark Angel at that time. With Jessica Alba, she had a barcode.
Wow.
She had a skew on the back of her neck.
So SKU.
SKU skew.
Okay. Oh, that's kind of cool.
Okay. Yeah, right. I suck with name changes.
What's this arbitrary checklist that you think you need to go down before an expansion comes out, Bobby?
Well, there really isn't one except whatever they set forth. What they've done is they've given this area where there's daily quests. You do the daily quest, and the drops are random, but you do it a couple of days, you're going to get all the drops. All the crucial parts, chest plate, legs, shoulders.
For
you know,
the next expansion?
No, it's just really good gear. It's the best gear you can get right now.
I see.
Then when you go into the expansion, everything's going to be really high level. And if you don't have this gear, it's going to be a little more difficult.
Wait, it's the best gear you can get right now without raiding, correct?
Well, like super high-end rating, yeah, you could get better gear technically. Like I was talking, everything's about the item level now, which I figured out last year when I got back into WoW. But They've taken all the fun. Well, I don't want to say the fun out of it. They've taken the.
the bolts.
You used to have to figure out, like, okay, I'm trying to build a healer, a paladin healer this way. What's going to be the best item? You talk to other people. You read stuff online. You figure out what the best gear is that you need to get. Now it just says this item level is higher than that item level, and it's for your class and your spec, so it's an upgrade. Like, they just tell you right there, upgrade, equip it. So it's kind of taken some of the fun out of that. But
so wait, you can get the best items in the game by doing easy daily quests over and over?
Yeah, I mean, I could do like mythic level raids if I want to get really far into it, but the expansion comes out in 10 days or less. Like, so why would I do that?
Just, I don't know what's going on with the code.
I don't know.
I loved your enthusiasm at the beginning that somehow we're going to rise to the occasion. We're all falling apart here.
No, you're good.
Something with Twitch chat.
Go ahead.
Yeah, but so you get really good level gear doing this. It's not like
what
the most amazing
are you?
Gear.
And what's the max cap?
It's 110. It's going to go up to 120 though. But when the expansion comes out, it's like, okay, everyone's going to do that. They're going to race to level 120, and they're going to start doing the dungeons.
Are you still doing all that Pokemon stuff?
Mm-hmm.
What's your Pokemon name? And what is he?
I don't really name him. I'm using the baby Winston that I got from, I'm assuming, owning the Overwatch Deluxe pack. It was always, the Warcraft pets are always like an item they throw in with BlizzCon or buy the Deluxe Edition of StarCraft.
My favorite one was the piggy. I always rolled with my piggy. And in Monster Hunter World, there's a poogie. Have you encountered the poogie yet?
I've killed the poogie.
You killed the poogie?
It had bacon.
You can't kill the poogie. You kill the moss swine. But you can't kill the poogie. Poogie's in town.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, if you touch the poogie, he knocks you over. He's like, he's friendly at first, and then he just knocks you over.
I almost have no idea what's going on at this point.
Have you not? See, this is the difference, because I'm actually exploring the town and talking to the poogies. Have you?
You know, you guys are talking.
And you guys have no idea what I'm talking about.
I guess we're going back to Monster Hunter. You guys
talk about
the T-Rex. I didn't even know there was a T-Rex until I had a mission to fight him.
That was just luck because it's random. It's just wandering around fucking your shit up randomly, though. Dark. So, like, you
I
might
love it
because
I was just fishing, and then the T-Rex was, like, eating something behind me. I'm like,
yeah.
A gift from the gods.
Let me throw these fish at it. For sure it's going to die.
Yeah, no. The fishing is so much fun because it's kind of like Legend of Zelda, but not as deep underwater. So you can see the fish when you cast your line, and you can see it come by you. And if you're not using the right bait, they'll just like swim past you. So chasing fish tail over here, chi chow.
I just figured out that the fishing is really good in World of Warcraft. Is that what we just?
No, not in WoW, in Monster Hunter World.
Oh, no, I know.
Fishing in WoW is fun, too.
I was joking about jumping around.
Fishing in any video game is pretty damn fun.
I haven't landed one joke today. Bobby, get this going.
But Bobby, I apologize, dude. We just totally took that back.
Yeah, that's pretty much all I got to say about WoW. There's not a whole lot to talk about. If you've seen me on Discord, it seems like I'm in WoW a lot.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Yeah, but I'm just doing the pet battles kind of in between stuff around the house or playing other games or whatever. But it's fun. They even have a quest line and things you can do outside of just leveling them up. But I don't know. It's just keeping me busy for now.
While I have it in my head, can you put router into the hardware just so I know to bring it up later?
Did you put Thumper in the show notes too?
No, I did not.
Do it now.
We'll talk about it now.
Cool.
All right. Thumper. I played a little bit of that yesterday and today. I think it was on sale. Anyway, it's kind of a rhythm game, but it's not a music game.
So weird.
Yeah, it's just kind of like you said, a cacophony of sounds.
Yeah,
that's basically what it is. It's really awesome gameplay. It's kind of like audio surf,
like a really aggressive audio
without
surf
without music.
Yeah, it doesn't really have music.
Weird.
It just has like
it's sounds. Almost like it's almost like arbitrary jazz. Like when everybody's doing their own thing and doesn't make any sense. There is a rhythm.
Yeah,
and there is high notes and low notes. But they're not going together per se, but it doesn't sound terrible.
No, it's exactly that.
If it's like Audio Surf, then I probably already love it.
Well, Audio Surf is a game where you put your own music into it.
Which is why I love it. Yeah. This one has new music?
No, it has. It's not music.
Yeah, it's sounds.
Yeah, it's.
That don't sound that bad together.
Yeah, exactly.
It's almost like percussion.
Yeah.
It's almost like all percussion.
Yeah, it's definitely like a lot of percussion on it.
But visually, it's very
Yeah,
striking.
That's what they put all their emphasis on, is the visuals, for sure.
So you look like a scarab beetle, but you're kind of like a Hot Wheels car on a track.
Okay.
And
I was going to say kidney stone sliding down your urethra.
Wow.
Urethra.
Jeez.
So there's not a lot of controls in this game. It's like
we're going to have to put a petition in for HR versus the female of the group.
Oh my gosh. Don't forget, people stop listening to the podcast because of me.
So this is the one button and the joystick. I think that's all the controls for this game. There's different obstacles that you either hold the button down, you tap the button, or you tap the button with a combination of the joystick as well. But a user on Reddit said, I think put this perfectly. He's like, this is like reading sheet music if the sheet music were tattooed on the knuckles of the guy punching you in the face. So this the game gets really aggressive once you get to later levels, and it gets really fast, and you're trying to dodge things, hit things, or make the turns. You only have two hits. Like, one hit, you get your armor off. The second hit, you're dead. But it's really fast rhythm gameplay.
And when you say and hit the turns, like, you hit the turns. It's kind of jarring every time.
If you don't, like, turn when you're supposed to turn, you basically hit the wall and your screen just rattles.
Highly recommend, kind of recommend. What
for the price right now, it's $7. Yeah. I would definitely get it, but it's a normal $20 game. It's pretty good for that, definitely. It has VR support as well, and I really want to try
that.
Yeah,
he's like, hey, let me put this on your computer, and he's like, pull out the VR. And
what's it
like,
going to take for us to get VR back?
It's gone.
Yeah.
Deathwish is actually in our Twitch chat right now.
It takes
so. It
takes me working.
Thanks for breaking
again.
All of our hearts, dude.
Breaking my heart, really.
Mm.
So, sorry, what were you saying?
She said, what's it going to take? It takes my business booming again.
Okay.
Bobby, what's next?
Next up, well, let's get Dead Cells out of the way. So you've been playing a little bit of it, right?
Yeah, and many.
It's officially released. It's out of beta.
I played it on the Switch, though.
Goddamn, this game is good. Yep. Holy shit.
They made a lot better.
A lot of quality of life improvements. A lot of, I want to talk about it later, but I do like now that, because I was complaining that this game is easier now, because on my second or third run, I went further than I'd had ever been when I had put in 4 or 5 hours. Does that make any sense,
yeah,
the way I phrase that? So, like, I'm like, what the fuck? But I just had 2 lucky drops, and these crazy weapons do drop, and I just so happen to get those on my second run. And you get to reap the rewards of that run.
Yeah,
you get a ton of souls, and that goes into your bank, which unlocks things for later on. Another benefit that I have is I know what a lot of the weapons do already, so I'm not spending money arbitrarily on things because they sound like the blood sword.
No, yeah,
not gonna buy it.
Even though
sounds
it's
awesome.
5 souls, you're still not gonna buy it.
No, it's like, dude, it's like 25.
It's 5 souls, bro.
Is it?
Yeah,
I can go
it's like the
itself.
Cheapest. Yeah.
Did you also detect, I feel like the animations are a little cleaner?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
It's smooth. Like I said, I'm playing
smoother.
It on Switch, so I don't. They did the console port really well. I also have it for PC, but I haven't played it since it was released. You are right in it being easier, but I think that's because
there's more content.
There's a lot more content,
yeah.
But on top of that, they also have that sales system where after you beat the game, you can go to a harder difficulty.
Oh, yeah, for replayability.
Yeah.
And I just might.
When you replay it, do the stages change at all or just the enemies?
Yeah, it's procedurally generated.
Well,
it's the biomes the same.
Right. You're in the same area. It might be built differently, but that's not the thing that's selling it here. You're just jumping in different places that you were last time. It's not like, oh, it's a whole new world. But that's
looks
not
exactly
a downside.
The same, just different maze.
I'll even put this up against Binding of Isaac. I was thinking about this today because, like, if you do something super sweet in Binding of Isaac, you need somebody needs to have a trained eye in Binding of Isaac to know that that was sweet. Like, you basically curved the tear that happened to hit the ear of this. You can only shoot 4 directions. If you do something sweet in this, the whole world's going to know if they were watching.
Yeah, if you're like, doing like a good dodge roll.
A dodge
parry.
Roll through some things, through a parry,
yeah.
Block something with a shield, hit a guy, and you feel that,
it
even
looks,
if you're playing by yourself.
Yeah, it's like, damn, I wish I was streaming this
right
now.
Yeah,
people watching
for sure. I cannot recommend this game enough more. Or I think I phrased that differently, but that's the way it goes. Warconius is playing a lot, and he's been like posting, and he's super excited about it. I think this might be his first, roguelike or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway,
this is
even non roguelike people. This is amazing.
Yeah, I like it. I don't really like roguelikes, roguelites, or anything like that. This is what they're calling a Roguevania.
Right.
Do you know any other game that's like that?
No.
No. Okay, this is the only one.
Maybe there's one, the Aquatic Adventures of the Last Man on Earth or something like that. That one's kind of down that vein.
Yeah.
It's that you're playing as a submarine, but not like this. This is way, way, way better. Like I said, this is my roguelike of the
year. Now that we're talking about Roguevania Sundered, I did play that a while ago, not enough to talk about it, but that is another Roguevania that's, it needed work, so I didn't want to talk about it yet.
Yeah.
It seems really good.
It's like you know, people are going to take a jabs at it, but this is the one that played off.
Yeah.
There's no reason to play any of the other ones. This is just a home run.
Recycled Ass is like a Super Metroid randomizer. Yeah, it's like, like Metroidvania roguelike, basically. Yeah.
Definitely play this.
When are we
if you like video games, I can recommend this game.
When are we going to play Overcooked 2 together?
As soon as Bobby drops $25 on it. No, I
was very close to buying it.
We should have a LAN night. With whoever has the best AC.
That's the whole thing. About
we need an air-conditioned LAN night,
Bobby.
Well,
I'll just fall asleep because we haven't felt
Bobby,
cool.
You please invite us over to your, 72-degree home so we can play video games? Please.
Bobby, I don't think they have AC over at the Hive either. That place is always...
No, it's always hot. Where? No, my place is...
Yeah, I like to buy my sushi where there's no AC.
Do I have
AC.
To make egg rolls in order for you to invite me over? Because I will make egg rolls for you.
Invade my luxury apartment. I feel like I'm in Elysium up there, you know?
Oh, my God.
Look at all those sweltering bums.
I will bring you a month's supply of Soylent if you let us just hang out in your air-conditioned apartment for one night. I swear
you have any idea what that would weigh?
It's okay. He has an elevator.
That's true.
Up to his penthouse.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
oh, boy.
It's nice living the life, I'm sure.
Right, living the dream. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I have to keep
the air conditioner on really high.
We should have a summer night LAN party.
My computer heats up.
What are you going to do when you go back to school? Be boring again?
Yeah.
We got to.
It's just suck.
You're running your AC for computer.
Don't remind him, man.
I'm like straight up depressed. I have to go back to work.
Can we have a LAN party then, maybe? I'm imposing this.
The whole point of Overcooked 2 is that you don't need a LAN party, though, that everyone can play. But that's the thing.
No, there's a complaint about that. The biggest complaint about Overcooked 2
is the progress doesn't save.
You don't save your progress, so you're just basically
the person who
minion.
Hosts the game gets the progress. Mm. Nobody else does,
yeah.
Which really sucks. I mean, you don't want to play multiplayer and not
and
progress
play the same stage over and over again.
Yeah, but I mean, at least they have multiplayer that is not only local, but... I don't know. It almost seems like a way to just to sell more copies. At $25 a piece for us to all play together online, it's $100.
Yeah.
But if we all get together, then we could play it for $25.
Yeah. in your air conditioned room on your freaking.
I don't know if my couch is big enough.
You have chairs still, right?
Yeah, I don't know.
He doesn't want us over there.
Want us? She's like, please invite us. Can you invite us? Like asking for the invite. That's not how invites work, Chi. You don't ask for an invite.
Oh, my God.
I'm melting. I'm desperate.
Yeah, we should have
had
a
human again. Because I've only been like this puddle of misery since
that
sad,
San sad
Diego heat wave.
Yes.
It has been so hot. Unbelievably hot.
Yeah. I can just imagine. First, Bobby both has to literally and figuratively descend into our realm, right? Right. So he's coming down the 20 plus floors.
Yeah.
And then he finally gets, and then he opens, he gets into the outward, and it's just sweltering. He's like, no wonder I elevated myself from this. And then he drives south towards Mexico, towards the sun. Kind of, figuratively.
Yeah.
And it's just getting worse.
You forget I grew up in East County, dude.
This is true.
I just played computer games, like, in my boxers. Just full-on swamp nuts.
That's what
just
I'm doing, man.
My buddy, the guy I worked with today, was telling me how he spends an extra $250 a month keeping his dog cool when he's at work because he's in East County.
Oh.
Yeah. $250 a month.
Makes, Did you think it's hot out here?
The guy's crushing it, but either way.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway, great game. I don't know what else to say about it. We've reviewed it three, four times
the
now.
The action is just so fast, man. Yeah. You're always, it's you just feel like a badass.
Shit. Never played a roguelike? Start with this one.
Controller only, right?
No, highly recommended. But yes.
Yeah. Okay. I think the first time I played it, I played it on that. But
I've heard, going back to Overcooked too, I heard it was a lot easier, the second one.
Really?
Yeah.
That's disappointing.
I'm sure it gets
well,
difficult.
Well, dude, we never even got past, like, World 2.
We were doing really well the last time we played. The last time we played, shit was clicking.
I'm not excited about...
I remember playing Overcooked with Chad and his call-outs and stuff like that.
He gets very managerial.
Yeah, it's awesome. It's fun. We made it work.
No, can we just
have we played Overcooked with Minnie yet?
If you just make the tacos, we'd
really
be okay. Can you handle the rats? No. But
in that game now?
That's why I'm not excited about Overcooked 2, because I feel like there's so much of Overcooked 1 we haven't even unearthed. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like we should really finish.
We literally don't even know what World 4 looks like.
I think it's time to get rid of the table and put it in a couch so we could do more couch co-op.
We could do it in these chairs. You're the only one uncomfortable every week.
Yeah, because you have this giant friggin' leg just in my way.
So switch places.
I can't. Bobby won't. I don't want to be where you are.
And same here. Like, I got this pole between my legs, too. Two of them. Hey-o.
Hey-o.
All right. So what else do we have left to talk about? I guess QuakeCon and everything that was announced there.
Ooh, that's a big topic.
I was underwhelmed. I talked about it back when E3 happened, I think. And I was like, they're holding their cards close to their chest for QuakeCon, that's when they're going to lay. And, you know, it was just kind of like details about what we already knew. The video for the new Doom came out. Did you guys see that?
Yeah.
That was the best thing that I saw that came out of
Quake. I was very impressed with that.
Yeah, it was.
It looked like a lot of more of the same.
Sure.
But at the same time, there seemed to be some new stuff there.
Right.
And it looked fucking terrific.
It looked
so good. Now, the biggest thing that I liked about this, and I'll try to get to the part in the video here. Let me full screen it for you Twitch viewers. But they went over the new guns, the monsters. I love the intro part. In all the Doom games, it's like you never see other people. You never really see other people, except in Doom 3. In this one, there's a part, I'm assuming it's the very beginning of the game, where he's walking through, I think it's called Phobos. Is that the starting area? I'll get to it here and you can watch it. But everyone's looking at him like they're doing their own thing. Then they look up and they see the Doom Slayer coming in. And they're like, fuck this guy.
I really want to play Doom.
And everyone kind of gets out of his way. And he's like super badass. And like these soldiers try to stop him. Like, you can't go out there. There's too many demons. And he just like grabs his gun and walks past him like total badass.
I didn't see any of that. Where is that?
I'll get to it.
Okay.
It was a 25-minute video and all of it's great. But that was just a great intro. It's like they're embracing the Doom Slayer character now. Like everybody is kind of – he's kind of been this – he didn't even have a name. People just, the
Doom
crowd
guy.
Named him the Doom Guy or the Slayer. And now they're kind of embracing that that character that people have kind of given him. But the coolest thing about this was the shotgun with the grappling hook on it. And you grapple onto demons.
So I'm a little confused.
That's ingenious.
I listened to some of the commentary. Mm-hmm. I think
of game style right there.
He just has a grappling hook.
It's not part of the shotgun. So you can see it here.
Yeah, yeah. So I think just he just has it. One. I'm not sure, though.
But it's not a grappling hook like other games where you grapple onto a ledge. Like, there has to be a demon, so you can use that
only
with all
guys.
These enemies out there. And you can use it to, like, reposition yourself on another platform or to get closer for, like, a kill. Like, all of these really cool things. And that, I don't know, that just totally fits with this fast adrenaline.
If it's a game that lets me main a shotgun, sold.
I mean, the weapons are always the biggest part of this. And the shotgun, of course, is a crowd favorite. The finishing moves. I mean, everything looks so good.
It looks awesome. Yeah, he has a Predator blade that comes out of his forearm, which is always awesome.
I need to play this game because I haven't played Doom since the original. And I was so young, I don't even remember.
Since the original? You didn't play the new Doom, the 2016?
I didn't play any Doom except for
the
original.
Gee, the new Doom is so good. The one from, like, 2 years ago.
I haven't played it.
It's
played off our account.
It wasn't on my list of 12 games to beat.
That's
okay.
Right.
All right, here we go.
I'll get to it after I'm done with the Big 12.
What the fuck?
So
they're telling them, you can't go out there. It's too dangerous. Because outside, there's like the whole demon invasion going
this
on.
This guy.
Like, what the fuck?
He looks like he's staring at like a big
Seth
titty
Green.
Stripper, and he doesn't know what.
Seth Green doesn't know what to do.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He takes a lanyard still attached to his neck, and.
And I don't know. Maybe I'm speaking too soon here, but it looks like you don't start out with a pistol. Every Doom game and every, like, shooter game, you always start out with this stupid pistol, right. And then, like, 5 minutes in, you get a better gun, and you never touch the pistol again. Yeah, he just grabs a gun. And then they have this shot of what's going on outside. It's just like all these.
That
it's
looks like
futuristic.
A badass gun too. It's a plasma. Like, that's gun. A plasma. Yeah. Okay.
You got this giant cannon built, and there's this demon invasion.
My only criticism of the first game goes on with this one, and I think it's even more. I feel like I'm the monster. I'm not scared at all. Like you're ripping these things apart with your bare hands.
Well, that's Doom 3. If you want to be scared, play that one.
No, I know, but I thought that was the whole thing with Doom. Like you're supposed to be a little bit scared. I am. Zero scared with this game. It's like, and this, it's not a bad thing. It just doesn't feel like.
They just go for the badass vibe.
Yeah, for
like
sure.
You're unstoppable.
No, I get it. I get it.
Like you're the one man.
But then you go to Rage and it's the same vibe, right? So I would feel like maybe you should be scared, but yeah, there's no scaring. So, but I'm still way about it. Don't think that I'm shitting on it.
Yeah, totally pre-purchasing this one. Definitely getting it.
So that reminds me of like other games where you become a character, but like other people are scared of you once they know who you are. Like there was one actually in Ace Combat 5. It's a flight game.
A flight, yeah.
Yeah, and that was like you could actually hear the comms of the other guys. Like, oh my god, it's the Rosgrees! Everybody, you scatter because like
it's Apollo, watch out!
After like the 10th mission, you get like you destroy like this big badass.
I played that
jet.
Game. They're like, do a barrel roll. Is that the one?
Yeah, I think that's Star Fox.
Starbuck incoming. Sorry.
So no, it's just like really cool, like you being the scary entity in the game. That's really I really like games that do that.
This is we're all on board for this one, right?
For sure.
Yeah.
All right.
He seems to only be using the grapple hook.
And Chi, your homework is playing Doom 1.
No, don't give me any more homework.
What homework have I ever given you?
I'm like 12 games behind homework right now. I'm like any new homework, okay?
All
right. It's all these Hot Ones videos and the recommended.
Oh, you're on my
Hey, Bobby, game. What was up against this game for Game of the Year? Because earlier today I was like, I think we almost gave it Game of the Year. What was it up against?
I don't know. It was my Game of the Year. That was 2016.
Do you think maybe it went up against Wolfenstein? Is that the year?
That was 2015. I can't remember. Someone ought to write this down. We should have a DL Gaming Wikipedia with all our facts, with our history. Yeah. I was thinking we actually should do that because what was our game of the year last year? PUBG? And I wasn't in support of
I
that.
I feel so bad now.
I think we should all have our own game of the year. Like mine was
No, we do. Park. And then we deliberate.
Yeah, but I don't think we have to come to a consensus and that has to be the final.
That's
who
the
cares?
Fun part. Who cares?
That's how PUBG happens.
Yeah.
That's how we got PUBG in
it's
office.
It's here.
Well, Chi closed the door
I
on us.
I feel like I'm just breathing fucking whatever everybody's body is putting out. I'm just sucking it in.
I don't know why Chi closed the door on us. She like walked out and closed the door. And now the heat's trapped.
All right, so what else did they have at QuakeCon? They had some details about Fallout 76.
Yeah, basically... I have my reservations about this. Anyway, they're trying to keep people from just killing people outright and just camping people and just griefing people. Because once you kill too many people within a certain amount of time, you have a bounty on your head and you will lose resources if that bounty is...
No.
Open that door, Chi. It's all cock and balls in here. Hot and balls.
You didn't hear me scream?
No.
Okay, good.
So they're trying to keep griefers out, and then they're punishing them by putting a bounty on their head. If somebody kills that person, they get, like, the rewards of everybody they killed plus the double amount for getting the bounty as well. And then some of those rewards come from the murderers' resources. So you're going to lose money if you become a griefer. But then they're just kind of like forcing people to behave, you know, instead of like acting like a real wasteland.
So what's the point of the game? Like if they're punishing you for
It's
PvP.
About living in a world,
oh, God.
Dude.
Okay, never
There's
mind.
No
never
main...
Mind. Never mind, never All mind. Right. Fuck these games.
So I don't know where I land on this. I feel like if it was an actual wasteland... You have a lot of assholes just killing people for dog food.
Hey, right. PK is where it's at, man.
There you go.
I love PK games.
You're going to be punished.
That's why there's like PvP servers and PvE servers. I'll always sign up for a PvP server.
You're going to be punished for that, Chi, in this game.
No, I don't go out there and PK people. I'm kind of like the defender. Oh, remember my initial online experience with Diablo? Where I wouldn't fuck with other people, but if they fuck with me, I'd fuck with them back.
Are you okay with PK or nonstop PKers being punished?
In what element?
You're going to lose. If they put a bounty on your head, people that kill you get double resources plus take some of your resources.
That's fun.
So you like it.
Then that's almost fun being the wanted man, you know? Just kind of being like the boss dude. It's like, yeah, I killed all these people. They keep coming after me.
I can see that.
Yeah. And then that way, that sounds like a lot of fun for me. That doesn't seem like punishment. That just seems like, okay, obviously PKers love action.
Yeah.
And at the mercy of other people's
experiences. You have some strong points there.
And I feel like if they become that notorious griefer, then people would just come after him, right? And that's probably what he wants. He probably wants a challenge or whatever.
He's probably decked out, too.
Or really good at killing shit, and why not?
I guess we'll see. I don't know where I stand on this yet.
She
might have just swayed my opinion.
I missed the whole front end of your guys' impressions.
Yeah.
I haven't actually looked into any of the gameplay trailers or anything else of 76. I remember I was trying to get into Fallout 4, and now I should really get back into it. Yeah. Oh, this is coming out right before my birthday.
Ooh, colors.
Yeah.
And the other thing they talked about was the special. Special is their acronym for the different stats. Strength,
I'm totally going to play the fuck out of
all
this
that
game.
Stuff.
It's happening.
It's working differently this time. So let's say you put 10 points into endurance and 1 point into strength. You'd be able to play 10-point endurance cards, but only 1 point endurance, strength cards. And you can buy packs from the online store. Yeah, that's where they kind of lost me too. But so we'll see. We'll see what happens with that. I don't know. I still pre-purchased this. I bought Chad this for his birthday as well.
Why?
What about when's Chad's birthday?
It's yesterday.
Uh-huh. Oh, happy birthday, right. Chad.
He doesn't listen. He says it makes him sad.
It does.
Yeah, because he wants to be here with you.
Aww.
No, he does say that, though.
I don't think he wants to be here right now, though.
No, not right now.
Not
today,
in
today, his fatness wouldn't fit with my fatness.
Oh, man.
Happy belated and happy early.
Dude, I thought I poured you way too much water. I was like, there's no way he's going to get through all that.
I need some more.
Dude, have you ever been at a restaurant with me? Oh, man. Waitresses
I've seen it.
You know how
I've
much
seen
water
Bobby.
I drink?
I actually noticed that, Bobby, when we went out to dinner.
I drink an absurd amount of water.
Yeah, I definitely noticed how empty your cup was and how quickly how empty his cup would become. Would you kindly?
Gotta stay hydrated.
What do you want?
Water, por favor.
All right.
Can we get through this podcast?
Yeah, we'll just fill in with some bullshit while you're gone.
What's the next thing?
News. Yeah, we're on the news. Oh, okay. Yeah, because that's all the games we've been playing. We're actually doing, we're at an hour and 20 minutes. Like, been doing this for a while.
Sorry, Bobby.
Let's talk about some news. This will come up again later, but you guys, I'm sure, have heard about this. Discord enters the game selling business. This is from an article on Tom's Hardware. It's on lots of sites, but Discord is going to be selling games directly now.
But it's not functioning as a platform, is it? Or is it selling the games, or is it the platform that you launch the games from?
Well, you can do that now. You can launch your games from Discord.
Interesting.
But now it's going to start selling them as well.
Oh, that is definitely...
This seems like a really smart move on their part.
Yeah, because already so many people are on there in Discord. Yeah,
everybody has Discord.
Everybody has Discord
yeah,
now.
And, oh, shit, yeah, Valve...
Yeah. Yeah, see, Sniper said that'll never happen, but I don't remember that. That doesn't seem like something I would say, like, oh, that wouldn't happen. Maybe I did. I say a lot of shit.
I don't think I'd prefer purchasing my games in Discord over Valve, being that, Bobby, obviously your library is so predominant on Valve. And then I hate when I have to use different launchers for other games.
Yeah.
Because I forget what type of launcher I need to use. Not necessarily, because yes and no, because a lot of the games are, you can, for instance, like The Sims. I could play The Sims on Steam, and I can also play The Sims on Origin. And I hate having to constantly, it's really hot, yeah. I hate having to, and I like uninstalling a lot of shit that I'm not using, so, because I don't have the space. So
I think it's going to come down to like sales and stuff.
That
like
too.
If they have good discounts,
I think it. Maybe, yeah.
I can't imagine it would be exclusive to Discord. Like the only place you could get this game is on Discord, and that's what a lot of these other publishers are doing. They're creating these launchers that you have to use, and their games are specific to their launchers.
Yeah, that's what.
This just seems like the Steam route. Like they're just going to take a cut off of all the games sold.
And they are. Like, without any doubt, I think they're going to find success through selling their own video games, because Discord is already, Steam and Discord are the two programs that are auto-launched when I upload my computer. Nothing else. Mm-hmm. Just Steam and Discord open up from the beginning. So I guess if you can remember which game off of which platform you want to play it from, I don't see any benefit or downfall between owning it on Discord or owning it on Steam. I just like everything neat in one little package. Yeah. So the only way I see myself buying a game off of Discord is only if it's not offered on Steam. Yeah. That's the only way I would purchase a game off
of
Discord.
Well, you know who else tried to do this was Twitch. They have the Twitch app, which...
Oh, I don't use that. No.
Yeah, nobody does. But they give you all sorts of free games if you're a Prime customer, which most people are.
Free games really don't tempt me that much.
Yeah.
I am happy to pay money for a game I actually want to play.
You wouldn't really want to play, and you can get them elsewhere anyway. Or you probably already played.
Throw random experience at me, I'm not going to bite.
But nobody uses the Twitch app anyway, because you can't use all the plugins like you would on the website. But
like better Twitch
TV. What I've noticed, and I forgot to bring this up, but when I started playing WoW again, I was like, all right, I got to download Cursed, and I got to get all my add-ons put in there and configured and everything. And that's not around anymore. Remember Cursed Chat? Like they had the chat program that everyone used to use.
Yeah.
They tried to integrate it with like Smite and other games. Mm-hmm. But they originally, I used to use them for all my add-ons for WoW. But now it's all handled by the Twitch app. So I actually had to download the Twitch app, get the add-ons through there, and install it through that. Yeah, so they found a niche somewhere, apparently.
Also with Discord, they did the new Discord chat overlay. Has anyone tried that out yet?
You mean Steam's?
No, Discord chat.
Yes, Discord chat.
I saw that in the update, and I don't use that. Like, when I'm in a game and the overlay comes
that.
Up, I've never used those.
I feel like I have a gamer ADD, and being on top of Twitch chat and PMs and whatnot is already a challenge enough as it is. Hmm. It would pull away from my gaming experience if I was constantly reading what somebody was saying on Discord chat.
Yeah, well, they had
it's
it with
like,
voice.
Let me just play my game. Yeah. Save your meme for another time, please. Mm. No, for real. Like, all the time I get links and shit, and I'm just like, dude, I don't have the time for this.
You can probably turn it off.
Huh?
You can probably turn it off.
I can't turn off DMs. You want me to block everybody?
Like the overlay.
The overlay is the default. You have to sign up for it. You have to opt into it through settings.
No, I gotcha.
Yeah.
My take on this whole thing is I feel like Discord does everything better than Steam except for sell games.
Yeah.
Or make games. They don't make games.
Sure. Steam doesn't make games.
Anymore.
Valve doesn't either.
But no, they are. They're getting back. What if Steam comes out, Valve comes out with a new game and you're just like all over its dick? Are you going to swallow these words?
If they make a game, then I'll be wrong.
At a discount? Or are you still going to get the $20?
Does a card game count?
Does it?
It doesn't
really. You tell me.
I wouldn't say
it
would.
Yeah.
All right, let's go. Out of this room.
All right, that's about it for news.
Nobody has a thermometer, right?
We've got... No, I left it at home.
Maybe
it's on the thermostat.
I left it in the car, you know, to my thermometer that we all carry around.
Let me just yank this out of my ass.
Oh, this just in. We're out of ice as well. Okay. That's why I just gave you guys all...
It's cold water. It's fine.
Yeah. There's so many tangents I want to go off, like non sequiturs, where I'm like, it's too hot for that.
Yeah, it's too hot. We know it's the worst episode ever, guys. We're just going to
We're doing all right.
I think we're all loony right now. This is the looniest.
I'm starting to feel it now.
Yeah.
I'll give you that. All
right. This is a man straight from the desert.
So, Minnie, you want to talk about a router?
Yeah. So I'm looking at getting a router. But my I'm playing off my roommate's. Basically, he has his Wi-Fi, but he has one of those default routers.
You're not hardwired?
I am.
Oh.
But it's coming off his router modem combo. So what I'm wondering is, from that, I'm hardwired directly to my room. Can I get a router and plug that hardware into the router inside my room so I could have better Wi-Fi signal in my room?
Yeah, like a access point or a repeater?
I guess.
Yeah, you could totally do that, or a mesh network.
How big is your
room? If you're hardwired, why is it so important that you have better Wi-Fi?
Because of the Nintendo Switch.
Which can't be hardwired?
It cannot be.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah.
You got to get the one up on the Splatoon players.
Splatoon is a good as fuck game. So I am so surprised at how awesome.
So you're staying at.
Those 10-year-olds have better ping than you. That's why they're owning your ass. I'm so sorry, Minnie.
Yeah, she did pretty well when I saw him. But, okay. You're going off of the hotel Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
Right?
Which is
central at their office.
They have access points all over.
Oh, okay. But not in your room, obviously.
No, it's doing fine in my room. In the hotel room. I'm talking about in my room.
Yeah.
Here in San Diego. Yeah. So.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. Yeah.
Sitting up in my room.
Somebody's drunk.
Playing.
Are we drinking?
Switch Splatoon.
She's got three empty glasses in front of her.
No, none of them has alcohol except for this one.
She
it was
had
only
a little,
like a shot.
Little straw full of, no, of my drink.
I'm good.
I like that rhyme, though.
Yeah. No, it wasn't a rhyme. It was an old school Brandy song or Monica, one of
those.
She
was talking about Splatoon?
Sitting up in my room. Come on, Emilio. Nope. This is your genre. This is your age.
Nobody knows this music.
Oh, I was into Brandy, though.
She was Brandy or Monica. Either or. One of those.
So,
I think it's Brandy.
Bobby, how would I go about that?
Just look for a wireless access point. One that has a...
But I want it to hardwire in, Wi-Fi out, as well as hardwire out.
They probably got one that does that.
Okay.
You know what I did? I went to Fry's and I bought a 100-foot long
network,
cat cable.
Though.
That's fine. I mean, yeah. would it degrade the speed at all?
You know,
No, definitely improve the speed.
You know what
I mean,
need help with,
the
Minnie?
Hardwire speed.
Minnie, if you ever come over, you're going to have to help me set up my fucking wires.
Okay.
Have you seen our wires around here?
I am so used to having cords.
On the floor looks pretty damn good.
I am so used to having cords at my Ethernet, my cat cable just running across the floor that I don't even realize that it's there. Yeah. I don't see the tripwire that is my Ethernet cable.
Your connection to life.
Because I'm so used to it. For like the longest time and all of PC gaming eternity, I was always hardwired.
It's like an umbilical cord. After
yeah,
a while,
basically.
You just,
it's like it just melts with the floor. So I've never tripped over it. I've never even touched it with my feet for some reason, and it's right there. It's actually just straight line across my floor. Every time I walk to the kitchen or the bathroom, I have to step over it. I don't even notice it. I forgot that I even had it there.
So
it's
why
crazy.
Fix it?
Why fix it? Because it's a tripping hazard for others, I suppose.
With all the people you have coming over.
You can get
no
this
one wants
molding,
to come over to my place.
Routing
it's
for
a fucking
cables.
Oven.
It's what I use for my HDMI cable. But my HDMI cable goes from my computer over a doorway.
See, that's what I need to do, but I don't do that.
It's
kind of
expensive to get that molding stuff. You can get it at Home Depot or you can order it online.
Are you talking about the actual track?
Yeah, the track. You put it in there. It's got like sticky tape that you peel it off. You put it on the wall. You put the cable in there and you snap it closed. And like you don't even see it. It's the same color as the wall.
Yeah. Our kids are going to be like, those Neanderthals used cables.
Do you have
cables.
Any excess of that material? Because I bought the little things that you plug into the wall that like kind of just hooks it on the inside, kind of like the phone, like old school phone lines. Remember?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. How they would always like hug the walls and stuff like that. I don't know. It's a lot of work.
It is.
Move it on.
So, Bobby. Access point, you think will do that?
A wireless access point is what you want, but the fact that you need another Ethernet port on there is going to be a little tricky. Like, okay. I don't know. You could get another router and like set it up a certain way, but another router isn't meant to set up. Well, no,
maybe
you
could just
do
get
that.
A more powerful router and replace that thing.
You might have to depending on what kind of router you have and what the IP address of it. You might need it. There's a lot of technical shit you'd have to work out if you got another router. But like a wireless access point is what you're looking for. But try to see if you can find one with a
Ethernet out.
Yeah, an Ethernet port on it.
Okay.
Yeah, that's. I don't know if I've ever seen one of those, but I'm sure they got to be out there.
Or I might
you
got to
excuse him. He usually gets IT questions like, "What do I do with this question mark key?"
Yeah.
What's the shift do? What's the worst one, Bobby, that you've ever heard?
Off the top of your head.
Off the top of your head, I don't know what I don't know what my earliest memory was. No, it would be your first.
It's probably my computer won't turn on.
I don't see why you guys don't understand it. I have all these memories, and I don't know where they are in the timeline.
Doesn't matter. The first one that comes to mind would work.
The first one that comes to mind may not be my earliest.
But doesn't matter. What do you think it is? Of course, they're not. It's not. We're not going by facts. We can't fact check it.
My earliest gaming memory or earliest memory?
What was the gaming memory?
It was gaming memory.
Okay. Yeah, it was gaming memory. Okay. Yeah, I don't know. there's a bunch of ones that I could say, but it's not like it's going to make... I think I was avoiding that question because it's not like I had a good story to go along with it.
The story you did, I like that.
Playing Atari 2600, like Pac-Man or something?
Sure.
Yeah, my first gaming memory is Duck Hunt. It probably wasn't the first game I played. Or maybe it was. So it's
doesn't matter.
My first gaming memory, Duck Hunt and Super Mario. So.
Does not compute.
I think you guys are interpreting it my first memorable gaming experience. Like, what was an early experience you had that was very memorable for you?
The literal question is, what's your earliest gaming memory?
I don't know, because I would want to answer that correctly and, like, truthfully and be like, what is my first gaming memory? And I don't know what it is.
If anyone overheard
I see what he means. But
I kind of see.
I made it just say, just lie. Just make something up. That's what you're telling me.
All right.
Nobody's going to fault you for being incorrect.
I said something weird because...
Temperatures and...
I thought you were asking him what was the stupidest question that he ever got related to...
Yeah,
like,
it was.
Like and his job or IT.
Then we segued into that one.
Yeah. Oh, okay, never mind.
You weren't around for that, G. It got hotter than it is now.
All right. First passionate gaming memory? Woo, hold up. Twitch chat's getting a little crazy in there. Is it time for listener questions?
I think we have listener questions.
Please. Yeah, please.
Mm-hmm. All right. We had one in Twitch chat that I want to address first before we lose it. Recycled was asking if we had played a game, the new Walking Dead game.
Oh, yeah. Is that out? Overkill? Overkill's Walking Dead, I think it's called.
Yeah.
It looked cool. It was like a...
it's not like the...
turn-based strategy, I think.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
It's not like the other Walking Dead games.
No, it's more like build your fort, survive the night.
$60.
I got this purchase from money Chosen, back. And I didn't even know there was. I think you told me there was a playable alpha, but you told me in the midst of like a really hectic week for me, so I just overlooked it. But if there's a way to play this game, I will most likely try it out because it's supposed to be like what?
Left 4 Dead.
The Walking Dead meets Left 4 Dead. Oh, there's an Asian girl.
No. This is like a XCOM style combat.
Except
for you can go first person.
So this is made by the guys who did... this is Overkill Studios, the guys who did...
Maybe the Twin Stick?
God, what the fuck was that game?
You can click on them, right? Bobby, up there? At the top, right there? No. There you go.
Starbreeze.
Oh, they made
the
Cops.
Payday. Payday 2.
Oh, okay. Yeah. We like them.
Awesome, then. November 6th, also birthday month.
I was interested, sure. But not because it has Walking Dead on it, just because it's zombies and it's...
action, zombies, co-op, first-person shooter, violent horror.
Also, it's an FPS.
Not really understanding what type of game it is.
Definitely not FPS.
Well, it says FPS on the tag.
Yeah.
What is that overhead view that they keep showing then?
That's by map mode? I don't know.
A combination between... All right. I don't know.
Which are very loud. Seem to have...
doing that?
Oh, dude. I don't know. All right. Next question.
Thanks, everybody, for joining us for our first podcast.
All right, Bullstone asks, what pre-existing game would you like to see another developer try? I'd like Bethesda to do Sea of Thieves.
That's both pretty recent stuff.
Out of all the games, Sea of Thieves, really? Sorry, Bolster.
Bethesda,
by Sea of Thieves.
Yeah, but that was by Rare.
Bethesda doesn't do good multiplayer things, so I wouldn't really trust
really
them with
don't.
That. Yeah. Anyway,
they do
let's
large
not,
open
not,
world.
Well, let's
very
not trash
well.
His idea, but let's go for ours.
watch me come up with some bullshit like Natsumi meets freaking
The Sims.
But that's basically it, right? I want.
Should we come back to this one? This one requires some thought. I feel it's pretty heavy.
Yeah. I don't know. Is there any games? I'm trying to think of any games that I think would be better if they had been developed by someone
Blizzard.
Else.
Blizzard.
Blizzard
yeah, right?
Redid everything.
Yeah.
I don't know. I was thinking how Blizzard and Bethesda, I almost draw parallels between the two of them because Bethesda has all these different types of games. No matter what type of game you play, there's probably going to be a Bethesda game that you really enjoy. And
yeah.
Same thing with Blizzard. They cover all their bases.
Right. But they're swinging, 75-80% batting average between them. That's why people say that they're the best. You know what I mean? They do good games. They know how to make good games.
Mm-hmm.
And Bethesda has this new studio now, which kind of scares me. Bethesda Dallas.
Well, everything about a developer seems so, or about a game seems so specific to its developer. It's hard to imagine a game developed by someone else because it kind of fits with their personality. Almost.
Are you weaseling out of another answer? It sounds
it's
like that's
a tough
what you're
question
doing.
To answer.
I don't know what memory means.
No, like if you could pick a game that would be developed by someone else. It's basically asking, like, what developer do you think fucked the game
up? I want Larian Studios to take over Dragon Age.
I was going to
make Dragon Age good again.
I was going to say that with Baldur's Gate. Larian doing Baldur's Gate 2 again.
There you go.
But
yeah.
Good
Larian
answers,
Studios, just keep on making
amazing
RPGs.
Well, I mean, it's not that
RPGs.
Big of a jump. It's like asking, I mean, I can't do it right now either, but it's like asking what movie would you have rather directed by a different director? Same everything, but different directors.
Yeah, but it just changes the movie or the game so much. It's like if they made it wouldn't even be the same game. I mean, maybe Larian Studios' take on Dragon Age was...
Oh, that's what you're talking about, right?
Was Divinity Original Sin. Yeah, but I don't know. Let Blizzard redo Destiny? Yeah, that was a good idea. That's what I would go with. Someone who would be good at doing Destiny 2, because there's a game with potential, but wasn't done right. I don't know. Who could fix that game?
Bethesda, probably.
Sorry, Bobby. I keep on messing up.
Bethesda doesn't do multiplayer, man.
Yeah, they do. Have you played Quake Champions?
I'd say...
They did not develop that game.
I don't know. Blizzard could do it. Who developed Destiny? That was Bungie?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to take it this way. Skyrim is already fantastic. I would like to see another take on it. So let's just go with like something crazy like...
Larian does Skyrim?
No. Bobby, what's the guys that make... like jazz punk? Those crazy fucks? That also did the... those like caveman games that you like as well? Ace Team.
The Ace Team? They didn't do jazz punk. Yeah.
Oh.
Ace Team, the Brazilian.
Yeah, those guys.
Yeah, they did Rock of Ages. They did Xeno Clash 1.
So I'd like to see another interpretation of something like that.
Yeah.
Some from like some off the wall thing. Anyway,
those are fascinating developers. And that's a weird example because they have done a wide array of types of games, of genres.
Right.
You know, most developers stick to one thing and they do that really well. These guys have done. They did that one, Monsters or Towers of Doom. What was that
one?
That was awesome. Yeah, that one was
Tower of Monsters or something.
Dude,
no?
Find a tower.
God damn, that was good.
Deadly Tower of Monsters.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is basically like the movie Ed Wood almost.
Yeah, go
but
get it.
That was a great game. But every one of their games is so unique, and there's something really cool about each one. They're like, oh, there's something. Like, I play them, and they're not like AAA games, but I'm like, there's a spark
special.
Of something really genius there. And they've just done it with so many different genres that anytime they come out with a new game, I'm automatically
Manny,
interested.
Were you even listening when we, were you a listener when we covered Deadly Tower Monsters?
Probably.
Okay, anyway, play it off my account. It's freaking awesome. Yeah, a lot of throwback stuff in there, really cool.
Okay.
Telltale doing Call of Duty.
That seems really...
I think we went a little overboard with Telltale. Like 2012, Walking Dead comes out. Everyone's like, oh, this is new. This is exciting. This is amazing. And it was. And then we're just like, let's give Telltale all the fucking IPs of everything that's popular now. Game
Batman
of Thrones,
and...
Walking Dead, Batman, Back to the Future.
Oh, was that Telltale?
Is that one too?
Yeah, that was one of their earlier ones before they got popular.
That one wasn't bad.
I enjoyed that one. The Jurassic Park one,
I didn't know they hated. I didn't know they made Jurassic Park.
The story was good, but it was all QuickTime events. The entire game, nothing but QuickTime events.
Walking Dead was my favorite one. The Walking Dead 2 kind of ruined it for me. But
dude, the fairy tale one was actually my favorite.
Yeah, The Wolf Among Us was really good. But there was another one that was good. At least the first episode of Borderlands. That one was good, too.
Oh, yeah. I played the first episode, and I still got to go. See, I was just over Telltale by that time. But the first episode, really good.
It was really good. Going.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it tells you the story of Handsome Jack and how he came to power. Mm-hmm. Spoilers.
Yeah. Telltale. Moving on. All right. Next up, Warconia is, Discord is going to sell games and provide games on their subscription service. Should the channels get a cut to support the community?
I think they provide enough free stuff already. I think what they provide is better than anybody else.
Well, Twitch, you can, if someone's streaming a game, there's a link to go buy that game on Twitch.
Right.
Do those people get a cut?
I
do. Is it like an Amazon cut, like an Amazon associated whatever
maybe.
Thing where you get like 1-2%?
Maybe.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe no something idea. Like that would be cool, but I don't know how you would really track that. Like, if you were hanging out in the DLG Discord, where would, like, we could have our own, like, page in there where we're like, these are our recommended games or something.
Yeah.
And people click on it there.
Well, they, the way I saw it was, like, their own curated games. They're only going to sell their own curated games. So I don't know if it means that they're, like, we're going to be curating, because in that case, that'd be kind of cool, and we split it or whatever, but if they're just putting out 5 games a year that they for sure know that are good, that's a different thing. Who knows? Let's see it play out a little bit.
Yeah.
And
there might be something there, though, like some sort of affiliate service that they could do that could – because Amazon probably makes pretty good money off of that. Like if you have your Amazon links – I hear it on podcasts all the time. They're like, you know, if you want to support us, you can click on our Amazon links and we get a cut. Like, they probably make a lot of sales that way. So, I don't know. It could be something there. It could be a smart business move.
Yep.
All right, last question coming from Warconius again. When you guys say that the studio is in Mexico, is it literally in Mexico? Are the border guards suspicious about how many times you cross the border? Did you need to make a side deal with a cartel for protection and mini supply of cocaine? How will the renegotiation of NAFTA impact the podcast?
We called it AM Studios, almost Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
We're a solid 15 minutes from the border.
Is that how close we are? Jeez.
Yeah, 20 minutes.
I don't feel safe.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you're like 2 exits. If you miss this exit and the next one...
Yeah, but how far are we from Hong Kong?
Yeah. See, those San Diego non-locals won't know what that is.
Yeah, I know.
Around
you know what's weird? Every time somebody talks about going to Mexico, they're like, did you go to Hong Kong?
Yeah.
I'm like, huh?
Well, it is a good, besides being a whorehouse, it is a really good time.
Oh, my God.
Besides being a whorehouse.
it's like the titty twister before the vampires come out. It's like, oh, fucking fireworks and titties and fucking awesome, cool. Let's drink and all that stuff. And then it gets crazy. And then they want money.
Did you listen to the podcast,
Yeah, I did.
What is it?
Film Reroll.
Yeah.
They did From Dusk Till Dawn.
Yeah.
And it's funny how long it went. They actually had to cut it.
They did two episodes.
Yeah. It was supposed to be a sidebar, and it just kept going. I love that movie. I've watched that movie maybe more than any other movie.
Really?
Yeah, 14, 15 times.
For me, it would either be Friday or The Matrix.
Matrix was the shit.
Yeah.
Friday. All right. Let's move it on.
That is the last listener question.
Oh, does anybody else want to answer? I guess not.
You pretty much answered it.
Okay,
yeah.
Cool.
We're practically Mexico.
Yeah.
Not quite there yet.
Yeah. Well, the heat today is Mexico.
Yeah.
It is pretty brutal.
It's Mexico degrees in here.
Thank you to Junksor for that subscription, and also Introspect, Mr. Pretty Awesome, for the follows.
Thanks, homie. What are you guys going to be playing next week?
This week. still Monster Hunter. More Dead Cells. And that's probably it.
That's my recipe right there, too.
Yeah.
I don't think I'm going to deviate at all. Like,
yeah,
I'm having so much fun
as well,
with those two.
The way I see it, I won't be playing any video games until I actually get air conditioning in my new place.
Yeah.
So,
Monday?
If you've been watching the stream, like, my posture has slouched to, like,
melting.
Barely above the armrests of my chair. And
one of which she pulled off in frustration. Let's not forget that.
And it's just like one of those things where today the most I could do is play one game of CS, because I don't think I could sit at the computer longer than 30 minutes. And I know with Monster Hunter World, I don't know how much I could get done in 30 minutes. So I'm not even going to try to
load it up.
Yeah, load it up.
Dick
and yeah. So I am just like, I'm so physically and miserable from this heat.
I was trying to think of like what we could do to like cool you down and like for you to be comfortable for the next podcast.
I will give up my liver for an ice bath.
I think we would.
So fucking hot.
I think if we suspended you from the roof, like Mission Impossible, right? Yeah, like, so that's one. And then somehow stuck a bunch of ice cubes all over.
I mean, it's hotter up there.
Damn it. You need logic. Oh, Wakunis, look up Hong Kong, Tijuana. Look it up. Look it up online. A lot of divorces have spawned from there. Bobby, what you got? It better be Monster Hunter.
No. Oh, God, no. Nothing new. Probably just HOTS, WoW, and maybe Overcooked, too. I don't know.
You want to talk about the tournament that you played?
Do you?
Oh, yeah. The,
you better
NGS
not play
season.
Overcooked 2 alone. I will be so upset, Bobby. I will be so
maybe
upset.
I should finish Overcooked 1, but you can't play it by yourself. That's the problem.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. We're available to come over in the air-conditioned room.
If you're gonna
like even your elevator is probably cooler than my studio.
Oh, it definitely is.
I would hang out in your elevator
the hallways,
all day.
They keep it pretty cool. But
I got snuck.
Bobby, your tournament.
Yeah, the tournament. NGS has started.
So your new team is named. I didn't even know, dude. See, Sniper told me, hey, come support your boy, Bobby. I get there, and I'm like, what team is he? I had no idea who you guys were.
Yeah.
And you have two names because you couldn't pass. You couldn't get one of the names cleared, correct?
No.
What's your actual name?
It's DG for Diplo Gaming. And then it's the handicap symbol. So we're kind of like Prince. We don't really have a name. We just have a symbol. Yeah. But the casters never know what to call us. So they call us like DG Wheelchair, DG Handicap.
Oh, I see.
Yeah. It's confusing.
All right.
Yep. But, yeah, that's going on. Sniper's always posting links in the Discord when that's happening. So if you want to see me play.
You went 1-1?
Yeah, we went 1-1 on our first game. We're playing in the highest division now, so the competition is steep.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's impressive.
Yeah, it's gonna be a lot more challenging, but I think the games are going to be better.
Junk Source, she just said she's not playing until she gets her AC unit, and that's not happening until
Monday.
Yeah.
You should post that information in Discord when you guys are going live.
We're all short-tempered over here.
Yeah, yeah. Sniper does. Yeah, well, he puts it up there.
Well, he put it up there, and I had no idea what he was linking. Like, he didn't say what it was. It was just like some people playing hot.
Support DG is what he said.
Yeah, who's DG? It says support DG. I had no idea what DG was. So
yeah, Diplo Gaming. They also are doing the in-houses, too. So no matter what your skill level is, you can participate in that. Those go on Saturday, Sunday night. Oh, that reminds me. Tomorrow morning, I am leaving. I'm going to the Western Clash. Going to be at Blizzard Arena again. Very excited.
He can't stop smiling.
Yeah. Well, I'm not going to be smiling about waking up early, but this is going to be good to get in the habit because I go back to work on Monday. My team got knocked out. Not happy about that. NA not looking good as usual, but it'll still be a good time. I'm excited to go to Blizzard Arena.
That's only because they don't have you on the team, Bobby.
Definitely.
Yeah, I know. They need to draft me. Where's my contract, Blizzard? Put me in.
Put me in, coach. Yeah, I already said what I was playing. I think we're done. Yeah. Let's get the hell out of this heat. Speaking for Bobby G, Minnie and myself, sweaty titties. Bye.
Fastest outro ever.
She's so unhappy.
I am so miserable.
She's melting.
All right, let's get out of here. It's so much nicer outside.
Outside as in your house?
Yeah.
Thank you for coming out, guys. Have a good night.